Now, our Voices of Educators series returns with a new story brought to you by WWNO education reporter Jess Clark.
Schools in New Orleans are looking for alternatives to suspension. At some schools, that alternative is called restorative practices. Students and teachers sit down together, talk it out, and come up with a plan to prevent future conflicts. Cornelius Dukes runs restorative practices at Abramson Sci Academy. He's helped many students work through conflict, including Abramson Sci senior Walter Bell. Dukes has mentored Walter since the fifth grade. We hear from Dukes about Walter's growth and why he believes restorative practices are needed in New Orleans schools.
Quite frankly, I'm tired of going to funerals. I've been here going on 6 years, and I buried a student every single year. And so what I realize is that they just don't have the tools to resolve conflict.
My name is Walter Bell. I'm a senior at Iverson Sci Academy.
Walter is a student that has moved with me to whatever school that I'm at. He's a teenage boy. He's on a football team, and he lifts weights. And, you know, the testosterone is just flowing. And so he's a student that would never have backed down from anyone, not searching for problems, but if it comes to him, like, there will be a problem, to now having a totally different perspective on conflict now. There was a situation where a fight occurred that he didn't necessarily start, and it was multiple people. When he came down to my office, he was ready to mediate.
When you go through remediation, first you put all your problems on the table, so it's like no sugarcoating. You sit in a room, you sit in a meeting with the person you had a problem with or with the teacher. Really, it's just a teaching process. They just teach you how to deal with something different, and they ask you, why do you feel like what you did was right? And what were you thinking in the moment and what you could have did different? They taught me how to handle my stress when I came to school, and that made it easier for me when it happened the next time to not get in trouble or hold myself back.
It's no secret, the climate of our city. There are a lot of conflicts that occur not in this building, right, and occur outside of school. And so what will happen if we suspend a student for fighting? Okay, both you guys, you're suspended. They're able to go home, and now we're going to meet up, and we're gonna fight and handle this. And we're going to get other people involved in the conflict as well. And so a simple conflict can turn very deadly for our students in New Orleans, for sure. And so if I'm equipping students with how to resolve conflicts here in this building, they can take those same tools and use them outside of this building. Walter's growth is that he realizes that there are bigger things than him getting into a conflict with this person. And not only does he look to himself, he looks at the other student as well to try to get to try to resolve it.
If I do something negative right now, it's gonna hold me back in the future. So you can't act off of your emotions all the time. So if I'm having a bad day, I make a bad run-in with a teacher, and I feel like I'm breaking that trust between me and the teacher, somebody who's helping me get out of high school, somebody that's helping me prepare for college.
I've seen him in situations where when I was a 17-year-old male, I didn't have that in me to, you know, walk away or to resolve that. Me as a man now, you know, I have those patience and I understand it to where I can do that. But it's very impressive to see a 17-year-old male, you know, avoid things that come his way.
I want to be great, period. I feel like if I'm reacting off a certain situation, that's going to hold me back. That's one step back while I'm on the road to greatness.
That story was produced by WWNO's Jess Clark. Entergy Corporation supports WWNO's education reporting.